Bob's World. Bob's World. Soccer. NFL. Bob's World. Bob's World. F1. Golf. Bob's World. Bob's World. Big Green Egg. Peloton.
Bob's World.
Bob's World.
Hispanic girls.
Hispanic girls.
It's so confusing. Bob's World theme song. Now, here's Bob.
Hi, brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
Now, here's Bob.
Hi, I'm Bob. And this week, we're going to dive back into a conversation that came up in California in the Micah Parsons interview and
yeah, that's
where
it started.
Brandon Cooks interview. Somehow sword drills really got flying last week.
Well, you made a very passive statement.
I could roll out of bed and dominate most sword drills.
We'd never heard of it before, and Micah was quoting Bible verses, and then you basically said something to the effect of, I bet you were really good at sword drills. We thought that you were talking about some football drill. Then you explained to us what a sword drill actually was,
yes.
Which is...
This is one of those great times where everyone I'm talking to on the ticket has no idea what I'm saying, but a big portion of the audience knows exactly what I'm saying, and this is for if you were churched growing up, and maybe even if you were like summer camp church, there comes a time where they start killing time by having the kids play games. And one of the games you would play in the church setting is basically, if I may explain it really simple, it's called find the Bible verse faster than everybody else.
And this was at Sunday school, or when would you do this?
This would be in what we would call back in the day junior church.
We did this at Vacation Bible School.
Okay, thank you.
Junior church?
Well, yeah, you have regular church where...
It's like Enos Junior.
And then and then the kids are all dismissed because they don't want to sit there for an hour.
Church sucks.
And so you have a kids church, which is far lighter and
right.
Filled with games and candy.
More Bugs Bunny stuff.
Yeah, they sell you on all the attractive aspects of church, like...
Yeah.
Games and candy.
So you would get in there with a group of kids at what age?
Well, now I went to a Christian school. So not only did I go to church on Sunday, but I kind of went to church Monday through Friday as well for a big portion of my life. And there, there would be a lot of Bible memory, a lot of stuff committed to your brain, you know? And, part of that is you should know where to find things in the Bible. If you want to find Jesus, he's over here. If you want to find Moses, he's back here. Elijah's kind of in the middle, you know, and you're
right.
Working your way through the Bible stories, and you need to know where to find them so that you actually crack open a Bible once in a while. And so you would first know the books of the Bible in order, 66 of them.
Yeah.
And
how old were you when you memorized that? Like, I was 7 when I memorized the Cowboys roster front to back.
Probably 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, very young. Your memory's great when you're a little kid, and they might put it to song. And then from there, it's okay, you know, grab your Bible, and let's see who can find, you know, Romans 1:8 real fast.
And you would hold the Bible
hold it
shut
up.
over your head?
Yeah.
We have a Bible here.
Yeah.
So you would hold it shut?
This is hardcore, but yeah, hardcover. But with pages up, so you can't cheat. Your thumbs can't go through there.
And so then, you're not holding it like a sword. You're just holding it over your head.
No, the Bible is your sword.
But you're not holding it like you're wielding a sword. You're about to smite your enemies.
No.
Like it's like a scimitar?
No. I'm going to say no again. and then they would say, you know, Psalms or Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And then somebody would say, charge. And then you go down here real fast and you find it and you stand
charge.
Up. Yeah, that's what they would say.
And then you would.
I didn't design the game. I know.
Okay, so you were the most skilled of all your competitors?
Obviously.
And how many competitors were there?
I was going to say, it's very similar probably to my basketball career, that I was a big fish in a small pond.
Okay.
I don't know that I would have won national sword drills or anything like that.
Yeah. Was this a Baptist-specific thing? Like, Lando, did you grow up Baptist?
This was at a Baptist church, yes.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Church of Christ, we didn't do sword fighting, but we did Bible Bowl.
What's that?
That was where
bowl
churches would
Trivial Pursuit.
Churches would come together, youth groups would come together, and you would have competitions to see who would could get the most trivia Bible questions.
So
right.
We make fun of this because not make fun of it. We reference it because it is so funny. But currently on the HBO hit comedy series The Righteous Gemstones, which is a send up on televangelism, Danny McBride, John Goodman, et al. The Walt Goggins character, Baby Billy, Uncle Baby Billy, is trying to pitch a game show to be shown on the network, on the Christian network, and it's called Baby Billy's Bible Bonkers. I wonder if that is a takeoff on all this, because a lot of the stuff that they do, as far as like the strong people, what's the strong men that rip Bibles in half?
Yeah, but
the
I don't
power
want,
team,
or telephone team. Telephone books, not
yeah,
Bibles.
Power yeah. team. I don't want to give you the impression that was normal. That wasn't normal.
Right.
Sword drills were pretty normal.
Okay.
Yeah. But it starts with just like Bible memory was very normal. Like every month, we're going to memorize this now or this.
Okay. So should we play some?
Yeah. So we got tons of response on the Hardline Helpline. By
As
the way,
predicted.
By the way, 214-520-HELP. So referencing the fact that it is at least, if not a Baptist thing, a Protestant thing, we did get a call from a Catholic.
Okay.
Yes, this is a call in regards to Bob's sword fighting in church. I've never heard of that in my life, and I'm Catholic, so I know a little something about weird stuff and weird traditions in church. And, that's just weird. And, never heard of it. Love you guys. Bye.
So, but there also were a number of calls because where you were getting hung up was where the origin of sword drill came from, because there's a passage about the Bible or
the word of God
is your sword, and you are looking for the breastplate of righteousness something.
Yeah.
And we're asking if there was a cod piece. And so this guy took issue with you blanking on all that stuff.
Wanted to reach out and express my disappointment in the Sterminator. His lack of knowledge about the armor of God was really disappointing. He couldn't come up with the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, or the feet of peace. And it was just very disappointing. And so because of that, I know that I would murder him in a sword drill because I was good at that when I was a kiddo. And I've got the credentials. I'm a grad Bob Jones University.
Of where?
Whoa.
Bob Jones University.
Ooh. Okay, well, then he's serious.
What is that?
Well, I visited Bob Jones University, and I crap you not. Boys' sidewalk, girls' sidewalk.
Sidewalk?
Whoa.
Where was that? Where was Bob Jones?
South Carolina.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay, and you mentioned that there are
pretty
competitions.
Sure, it's a lasso of truth, by the way.
No, it's not the lasso of truth.
Hey, that's Wonder Woman.
You just make yourself happy.
Idiot.
Look, he's cracking up in there. He couldn't get it out.
So you mentioned that you, even though you were...
In Ephesians 6, I'm sorry, I did blank out on the full breastplate.
Right. By the way, we got a P1 who says that he worked on the power team. That's the strongman team, right?
Yeah, but stop associating that with this. That was a traveling...
But it might still exist. You saw it, right? They showed up at your church?
Only as an adult. I saw it in Louisville.
No way.
Yeah.
Why did you go?
Because my son's youth basketball team was through some church outlet. And so one Saturday morning, instead of basketball games, they had a all skate. Everyone show up, and they surprised us with the power team.
So great.
Sorry, Dave.
I don't know if you want to get into the competition aspect of it, because you mentioned that you were dominant at your church at the local level.
Yes.
But evidently...
You're still talking about me.
But evidently, there are Bible or sword drill competitions, and this guy is in a legacy sword drill family.
Snake, I hate to tell you this, but sword drill, Bible drill, is a very real thing in the evangelical, particularly the Southern Baptist world. In fact, my dad won state sword drill back in the mid to late 60s in Texas. And, yeah, the breastplate of righteousness, I think, is what you're looking for there, Bob. As far as the armor goes, you got a helmet. I think that's made of faith. Oh, it's made of truth, excuse me. And sword of the spirit. There's a belt.
He's got help in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so and there was one more that the guy... So that guy, his dad won state in Texas.
Dude, I can't believe there's a state competition for this.
And let me just say, much like high school football, if you're winning your little area in little Wisconsin,
yeah,
and he's winning state in Texas, I'm going to defer to him.
Yeah.
Well, I can't remember which state this guy won, but he is a state champ himself.
Hey guys, just finished listening to sword drill talk and was reminded of a bullet point on my life accomplishments that I had not thought about in quite some time. And that was that beginning in probably about the third grade, I participated in the New Mexico Southern Baptist State Bible Drill competition just about every year. We didn't hold our Bibles over our head like Bob described, but just about everything else sounded familiar. We'd have a handful of verses we had to memorize, and then somebody would call one out, and you had, I think, about 8 seconds to frantically go search for that and step forward. And if you were out in time, you got some points, and if you were the first one out, you got an extra point. And all of that culminated in a really impressive achievement of winning the state Bible drill one year. So... That'll tell you, I like to party.
Okay, so that was my next question. So as you're holding the Bible over your head or whatever the rules are for specific states or county region, is it like riding a bull where you do have 8 seconds to do it and then the buzzer sounds like you're out? Or is it just whoever does it first?
Yeah, at least where we played it, there'd be, you know, 6 or 8 or 10 of us, and somebody's always going to get it in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
You were always like, that dude's cheating.
Okay.
He might be on roids.
So do you want to carry this over? Do you want us to test you next?
I want him to... Can you still do this?
Yeah, carry this over.
Yeah, probably.
Are you capable?
I haven't probably tried it in 35 years, but I'm willing to.
Okay, in the break, to freshen up, can you read the Bible?
I don't know if that's going to help.
Speed read.
Done. All right. Well, in 3 minutes,
Genesis,
Bob
Exodus,
will
Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua,
regale
Deuteronomy,
us Ruth, first, second Samuel, with the first, sword drill next.
What are you doing?
Dude, so the other day, you guys weren't up there, but last week at training camp on Wednesday, because I was up there with Matt and Donnie doing the birdhouse, and practice was going on. They were playing this at practice, cranking Shout at the Devil.
Really?
It was so weird. I'm like, what are they... How is this a practice song? All right, so we're in the middle of sword drill talk. Which we didn't even know what it was.
Great sports station in Dallas. I should tune in.
We didn't know what it was, but as we have found out, it was big in the Baptist community. Obviously, all over the country. It
probably
wasn't just
still
a Southern Baptist thing. Yeah, I would love to know if it was still a thing, or it is still a thing. But it is where, what, 10 to 30 people?
Yeah, mostly kids, probably a middle school thing, if I were to guess. Grade school, middle school.
Okay.
And they would find out if you knew your way around the Bible.
And was it your teacher, pastor?
Youth minister? Pastor's not messing with the kids.
Okay, so like a youth pastor?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Maybe probably. Not at your church.
Gosh, I got to be so careful how I word things.
Brilliant.
So careful.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it was, you know, like I said, my memory is going on some of these details. I believe it was, as I said, junior church.
Yeah.
It might have been at my grade school, which you'll be shocked to hear. Was pretty much the exact same place.
Yeah.
Same building, same people. I wasn't short of church when I was that age.
Yeah.
6 days a week.
That's a lot, dude. That's a lot. So they would yell out a Bible verse. You guys would take the Bibles from on top of your head, lower them in front of your face, scan the entire Bible, and somebody within 7 or 8 seconds would find the verse.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I should have brought an actual Bible.
Okay. Yeah, now he's blaming the Bible.
Now he's like, I don't have my home field Bible.
No, I'm telling you, this is a bad edition of it. Like, it's hardcover. It's not made to be searched. It's made to be read with a nice coffee, probably.
It's a crap Bible.
Is this the person who owns it?
Yeah. Well, it was, it looks like.
Jesus?
Well, it doesn't say Jesus.
It's autographed by Jesus.
But hey, Bob, have a kick-ass summer. Love you,
JC.
I guess what I'm saying is
I'll see you when my second coming happens.
I guess I just don't want to rip through this, as I will, and find
don't
that
worry,
I messed some
we'll
of
get her
pages
a new Bible.
Up.
We're going to get her a new Bible.
All right.
Okay. So I'm going to call out the verse.
All right.
Corby is going to time Bob.
Well, what
do we
set?
We don't
know the context.
Well, no, the over-under is going to be, I think at first,
what are you doing?
Just the Gregorian chant?
Let's set it at 10 seconds.
Okay.
All right, but you're going to run the stopwatch?
Yeah, I got the stopwatch.
Okay. Okay,
yeah,
so it's much like a spelling bee where you give the reference, I give it back to you, and then you might say something like ready, charge, or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay.
Or you just have to say ready, go. You don't have to say charge.
Well, do whatever you want, but we charge because
we're
Christian soldiers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is all about war.
We're running up the hill or something.
Okay.
Running up that hill.
All right.
And
contestant Bob.
You have to twirl your thumbs so they know you're not cheating, like the Astros.
Contestant Bob.
Yeah.
Your first verse.
Okay.
Is Jeremiah 29:11.
Jeremiah 29:11.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'd wish this was soft cover though. Can I do this? Here, watch this.
Yeah, you do whatever you want. Hang on, cheater.
No, I'm not cheating.
Don't break the
binding.
Okay. Don't cheat with a Bible in your hand.
Jeremiah 29:11.
Murder Muslims.
What does that mean?
Just do it.
All right.
3, 4, 5.
Jeremiah.
Six.
Hold on. Man, where is it?
Not.
here it is. Here it is. Got it. 29:11.
All right. Now look. That's pretty badass, but.
No, that wasn't very good.
He hit the over.
A little rusty.
With 15.
For I know that the plans I have for you, says the Lord, they are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope.
That's a verse about weed, right?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
How is that a verse about weed?
Well, read it again. Read it slowly.
For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord.
Oh, plans, not plants.
Plants. The plants you have for me?
All I heard was plants.
They are plans for good and not for evil.
Again, I thought it was plants for
to
good.
To give you a future and a hope,
Jesus,
not plants.
Jesus is telling you about marijuana.
I'm going to start reading the Bible.
All right, I can do better.
What, I've missed out on so much. By the way.
You're figuring out how to use this particular Bible.
This is, I don't need a handicap.
This is like riding a big wheel in a 10 speed race.
All right, let me get my bearings. Let me get my balance. We can do this.
Okay, wait. That was 15.88 seconds.
That's horrible and embarrassing.
Are you embarrassed right now?
Yeah, the audience.
That's not going to win a state title.
No.
We got to get you back to state, dude.
I got
to
start working out again and just use it or lose it, right?
There's got to be like a fifth or sixth grade class church would invite him in to challenge
him
the kids. Right. God, that'd be badass.
All right.
All right. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Romans 8:28.
All right.
Romans 8:28. Charge up that hill.
Let's go. Man, I can't turn the pages. All right, we got it.
7.
Got it.
All right.
Romans 8:28, for we know that all things worked. Well, this is a different version, isn't it? I just about recited it for you. And we know that all that happens to us is working for our good if we love God and are fitting into his plans.
Yeah, because the weed
we have the living
will
Bible
make you
here.
Feel
plants.
Good.
We're going to fit into his plants.
Was that better? Was that
8
better?
Seconds even.
Okay.
All right.
We can do
eight,
better.
You can?
Well, I think so, but, you know, again. We're having flashbacks. We're starting to get into it.
I have to tell you, it's pretty impressive just from the standpoint of being able to. There's 66 books, and he knows exactly where he's going.
I mean, he is going to the right part of the Bible.
Yeah.
It's just the pages are a little tough to leaf through because it's a really
This is not a competition.
It's a really old brittle Bible. Yeah,
but this is, we really had to search to find a Bible up at the ticket.
Yes, because you forgot to bring yours.
I know. Not good. Not good.
All right, your next verse.
Yeah.
Brother Bob.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 41:10.
Isaiah 41:10.
Stab the devil in the nuts.
Oh, go! There he goes! There he goes!
Got it.
Whoa!
Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand.
Because the right hand will row the jib.
Yes. And then he'll pass it with the left hand.
Did I beat 8 seconds there?
5.51 seconds.
See, we're getting it back. We're getting it back.
You would crush any fifth grader for sure.
No, they're good, man.
No, no, they're not.
You're the Usain Bolt of Bible sword fighting.
You are. That's incredible.
All right, I think
one more.
I think this one, you're going to break your personal record.
Well, it's five seconds.
Are you going to give him, like, what? Genesis 1-1?
No.
Okay, here we go. Boy, you knew Genesis was the first one?
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth.
First and Second Samuel.
Yeah, I got it. I got
Ezra,
it. Don't worry.
Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah.
David Mino.
Lupita.
First Lupita.
3:4.
All right. I'm not going to give you John 3:16.
Okay.
But I am going to give you Matthew 6:33.
Matthew 6:33.
Brother Bob, destroy evil.
There he goes.
Matthew 6:33. Got it. 33 is. Boy, I could use my readers. Hold on. That's 34. Okay. And he will give them to you, and if you give him first place in your life and live as he wants you to.
He'll give you the joints.
Oh, wee!
To get first place.
That doesn't... It's,
thou shalt carve the apple.
6.28 seconds.
All right. So you had three of your four at the mark of 8 seconds or less.
Which is also in rodeo and in Bible drills is what you're going
for. Okay, so yeah, I was going to ask, if this was 1983 or whatever, would you be impressed by yourself?
I think it takes 5 seconds or so to get to win a round. You can't, 13, give me a break.
Yeah.
That first one was garbage.
You pulled a hammy there.
That wasn't great. I was nervous around you guys, wanted to impress you with all my Old Testament knowledge. But I think when you get down in that 6, 5, 6, 7 range, you have a chance to win, and all you got to do is stay competitive and stay alive, you know?
Okay, well, now that you have proven yourself as a true soldier of Christ.
Sure, thank you.
Oh, sorry, Ham, will you pull this up?
I hereby challenge Bob Sturm to a sword drill and ticket fight night. His ass.
You can't use language like that in a sword drill,
what
sir.
What a great way to open fight night.
Yes.
In the middle of the ring, a back-to-back sword drill.
Yes.
Is he still wearing headgear?
Yeah, you have to wear headgear, too.
I'm not wearing headgear.
We'll have a referee out there.
You have to leaf through the Bible with your gloves.
The boxing gloves.
And there's Lawrence.
Lawrence's.
Yeah, he's out there like, ready, go!
Okay. I'm in.
All right.
Okay.
We'll see if we can track this guy down.
Or let's get him. But I want little kids to either come up here or Bob go out there, whatever. If there are state champions around here or kids that are really, really high level at this that are, you know, fifth, sixth grade, that'd be awesome. Because I'm on my man here. I'm jumping on my man.
Well, that's crazy.
What do you mean it's crazy?
They train. They know what's going on.
You've already trained.
In the 80s.
So what? The Bible hadn't changed, bro.
No, that's true.
Except for the weed references.
You need to autograph that Bible before we give it back to the sales staff.
This Bible's been through some wars, hasn't it?
Well, that's a good. It means it's worked.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff, Bob. Good stuff.
Yeah.
We're proud of you.